This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to discuss this Supreme Court oral arguments thing briefly here in just a moment. Talk about women's selling out other women as far as athletes go. The banks lining up against us. A bunch of emails. We'll get us some of this Ukraine stuff. All that and more is coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I remember something. Ilya Shapiro. You probably never heard of him before. Maybe you have. He is a friend of mine. He's one of these academic types. Very much like me. Highly educated? No, he legitimately is highly, highly educated. One of these super nerds, 4.0, masters in this. One of those type guys. And Ilya Shapiro, at one point in time, he was going to speak at Georgetown Law. Georgetown Law. Now, Georgetown Law, if you're not familiar, I certainly could never have gotten in as one of the, quote, elite schools out there. And Ilya Shapiro, because he's on the right, he went to speak there and he got drowned out. By who? By the students in the class, pounding on the desk, chanting so he couldn't talk. They essentially ran him out of the room when he was just there to give a lecture. This is the state of America's legal education system. America's law schools are frightening. The two things that should scare you the most are America's medical schools and America's legal schools, because what's happening in those two places leads directly to you being abused by your system. If you have not already encountered one, you will probably encounter one in your life, a nurse and or doctor who thinks you probably deserve to die or get hurt for being white. That sounds crazy. That's the education they're getting in the highest levels of medical school in this country. I've played for you all the audio, the most prestigious schools. The legal profession is as bad or worse. I don't expect you to care about Georgetown Law. I don't give a crap about Georgetown Law. It could get swallowed up and dropped to the center of the earth right now for all I give a crap. But what I do care about is our justice system being packed full of judges and lawyers who think I deserve to die for what I believe. And communists believe you deserve to die for what you believe. How damaging is it? Well, I want you to listen to this. This is Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's the diversity hire Joe Biden put on the Supreme Court. I need to clarify, remember, if that offends you, that I call her a diversity hire, one, I don't give a crap. Two, you need to take it up with them. Whenever I call Corinne diversity hire, someone complains. Whenever I call Ketanji Brown Jackson a diversity hire, someone complains. And someone will always, the complaint will always be, oh, you're saying she got it just because she's black. That's what he said. He said when he was looking for it, I'm only looking for a black woman. You can't get up and announce, I'm only looking for a black woman, and then hire a black woman and then blame me for calling her a diversity hire. They not only do diversity hires, they tell you ahead of time it's going to be a diversity hire.
Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first Black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Don't yell at me when they announce it's going to be a diversity hire. When you decide that's part of the qualification, you make skin color, you make gender part of the qualification, and you announce it, then it's a diversity hire. He did the same thing with Dome. I call her Dome. Vice President Kamala Harris is a diversity hire, and that makes people mad every time. Once again, I need to remind you, don't get mad at me. Get mad at them.
I committed that if I'm elected president and have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first Black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue. Secondly, if I'm elected president, my cabinet, my administration will look like the country. And I commit that I will, in fact, I'll pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow.
That's a diversity hire. Kamala Harris is a diversity hire. Ketanji Brown Jackson's a diversity hire. And she's a committed communist who's been through America's legal system. And it's really, really bad. Today, there were oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court trying to decide just how immune Trump is from prosecution. Well, I'll give you a couple more details on that in a moment. But this is what you get when instead of finding somebody who's super accomplished, no matter his gender or skin color, this is what you get when you go diversity hire shopping.
But once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. There has not been an expectation based on 234 years of unbroken political.
All right, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question about.
She did it all day long, interrupting. She's famously now the most talkative member of the Supreme Court by a mile. They keep track of how much they talk. Ketanji Brown Jackson, the new kid on the block, surprise, surprise, runs her fat mouth more than any other justice who sits on the Supreme Court. She's also the dumbest one on the Supreme Court. She's the most committed communist on the Supreme Court, and that's what you get. As far as the oral arguments go, here's the deal. Right now, well, let's rewind a little bit. Jack Smith is that dirtball special counsel in D.C. who's trying to put Donald Trump in prison. He was looking like, because of the evil D.C. court system that's already sent so many January 6 political prisoners to prison, it was looking like Jack Smith was going to succeed in throwing Donald Trump in federal prison before the election. But he got kind of a monkey wrench thrown in his thing, and that's the question of presidential immunity. Now, let's pause again and back up more. Why is that even a thing? Because that can get confusing for people. Why do presidents have immunity? They shouldn't have immunity, right? Well, if you can be prosecuted for acts you carry out in office, if you can be prosecuted after you leave office, that's bad for a variety of reasons, but one of the main reasons it's bad is you inspire people to never leave office. In fact, that's exactly what prompted Julius Caesar's rebellion. He was getting ready to have his stint as consul, proconsul over. He knew as soon as he was done with his official capacity, he was going to be prosecuted. And so Caesar really didn't have a choice. Gather up your army and march on Rome or go to prison. He chose to march on Rome. When you have a system in place where you can be prosecuted after you leave office, you inspire people to never leave office. Okay, so back up. Jack Smith, because he wants to throw Trump in prison before the election and would have succeeded had it not been for this, he decided, I've got to make sure that he's not immune first. So he throws the question out there. Is he immune? If so, how immune is he? Can I prosecute Donald Trump? If I prosecute Donald Trump and get a conviction of Donald Trump, is Donald Trump going to go to prison? Well, I don't know. Let's kick it to this court. Let's kick it to that court. Eventually, of course, as it always was, it lands on the doorstep of the Supreme Court. And what happened today were oral arguments. Defense, prosecution, if you want to look at it that way. One of them saying Donald Trump has no immunity. Let us throw him in prison for the rest of his life because we're dirty commies. The other side, obviously, those are Trump's people saying, what? This is ridiculous. Of course he has immunity. If he doesn't have immunity, then what in the world's anyone else going to do? Okay. Well, what you can expect from what I understand, no ruling was made today. That's not how it works. They just had the arguments today. You can expect a splitting of the baby ruling from the legal analysts I asked. A splitting of the baby ruling. And no, we're not going to talk about Democrats' abortion views. This has nothing to do with that, and I will explain what I mean in just a moment. Before we talk about splitting the baby, let's talk about our puppies. Does your dog have bad breath? How's your dog's coat? Fading? Starting to get a little dull? You know that your dog has tons of visible health problems because your dog doesn't get nutrition. If you ate donuts every single meal, yes, your life would be full of deliciousness, but you wouldn't have energy either. Your skin would start to look like garbage. Your energy would be non-existent. Well, your dog's no different. We give our dogs dog food every meal, and we wonder why they just lay around all the time. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement has omega oils and probiotics and vitamins and minerals and everything your dog needs for a long, healthy life. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. You'll see a difference in your dog. It's not like you got to take my word for it. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Be there in just a few business days. Call them 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll talk about splitting the baby and then emails next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. More trouble on the Kelly home front and some emails. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll talk real quickly about splitting this baby when it comes to the Supreme Court and what happened today. Okay, so they had oral arguments today. Is Trump immune? Is he not immune? The legal guys I talked to say from what they think they're going to decide that he's somewhat immune, but not totally immune. Essentially, if you're one of the people like me who wants Donald Trump to stay out of prison, today was an okay day. But I just flat out asked one of them a pointed question. Okay, so is he going to prison? And he said, Jesse, I'm a legal guy, not a political guy. You tell me, is he going to win the election? And I said, what? What do you mean? And he said, Jesse, very likely he now must win the election to avoid it. Now, obviously that's a horrible place to be as a country. You shouldn't need to win the election to avoid being thrown in federal prison for not having committed any crimes at all. This is a terrible place to be as a country. It does give us a shot. And in the very least, because of Fannie Willis's affair and corruption in Atlanta, and because of this thing, in the very least, it looks like he's going to avoid prison before the election. It wasn't looking that way last year. Last year, it was looking like he was going to be running from a prison cell. Now, looks like he's going to avoid that almost undoubtedly. That's the best news I can give you. All right? Look, I have my own problems to deal with right now. What problems are those? We'll pull up a chair and then we'll get to some emails. Long time ago, I was a child. I made a discovery. Similar to, you know, Christopher Columbus discovering America, that kind of discovery. What was this discovery? I discovered Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos. It was a flavor. It was a Dorito flavor long ago. Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos. They were perfect in every way. Just every part of the chip was perfect. Little tang, little heat, get that good Doritos crunch. It was the chip. There's never been another one like it. Never been one before, never been one since. And then, because nature is cruel, you know, God doesn't give us everything we want, they took them away. They decided to discontinue the Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos. So let's fast forward to today. Well, no, you know what? Let's get fast forwarding a little far. About, I'd say, a couple years ago, I'm off on the timeline on this, but I found out, thanks to you, because we've talked about this before on the air, someone emailed in and let me know, hey, Jesse, at Sam's Club, they're selling a limited time run of these Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos. Chris, did I get 4 bags? No, Chris, I did not buy 4 bags. I bought 20 bags. I bought every bag they had. It showed up at the house in a gigantic box. It didn't help that the delivery driver actually commented on how many bags were in there. And it didn't help that I didn't get home in time to get it off the porch before my wife grabbed it. So she's there with the delivery guy, and they're having a big old laugh about the fact that I had 20 bags of Doritos delivered to the house. Okay, look, I'm not ashamed, right? She flat out banned them from the pantry. I said, fine, I don't want the kids getting in them anyway. I took them right to my closet where they remained, and I luxuriated in my Doritos for the longest time. But then, you know, life gives and life takes away, right? One day you're Job and you're wealthy with wife and children. And the next day you're poor, diseased, your wife is dead, and your children are dead. The same thing happened to me. They discontinued the Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos once again. They're gone. And during the break, just now, during the break, my wife texted me the picture of the cardboard box full of Blazin' Buffalo Doritos. Now I, because you know I'm stupid, I didn't realize this was an old picture she had saved on her phone. I texted right back, honey, I swear on my life, it wasn't me this time. I did not order these, but I'm really excited. And she texts back, no, dummy, this is an old picture. What are you talking about? So I decided, based on that inspiration, to go looking. Maybe they're out there again. And I found 6 bags out there on the internet. I ordered all 6 of them. No, Chris, normal Doritos prices. I thought the same thing too. I thought, wow, they're going to be charging $10 a bag or something like that. No, normal Doritos prices. I had to pay a little delivery fee. I think it was $5.99. But I have 6 bags now coming to the house. And look, this is checkmate on her. She wanted to have her fun, make fun of me for my eating habits. Now I'm going to have a closet full of Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos once again, and she has nobody to blame but herself. All right, we're going to talk about female athletes selling out other female athletes, but first we have to get to some emails because I need to clear out some room. Tomorrow, after all, is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. And look, if you want to ask me about chalk, you can ask me about chalk. You want to ask me about history, you can ask me about that. Politics, personal things, food, of course. You know, let's go back to chalk. So maybe you don't have to waste a question on chalk. Who is chalk? What are they? Well, they sell natural herbal supplements. They're the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the business world. And I mean, these people hate communism. They sought out the show because of how much I detest commies. They said, hey, that's our guy right there. That's who these people are. Family company. In fact, right now, they're listening to the sound of my voice in the warehouse. What do they sell? The best natural herbal supplements. I take 3 things. Chad Mode before I work out. I did that again today. I take a male vitality stack. That's a few different things. And chocolate powder. But you do whatever you want. Just make sure you get a subscription so you save a pile of money. You want a 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days? Get a male vitality stack. You want to start your day full of vitamins and minerals? Get chocolate powder. But they have so much more than that. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, and start to enjoy. All right? Emails next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. One more important thing on the news of the day about the special Doritos that I found that I ordered. What, Chris? I do have some concerns, though, beyond the wife, because she's really not going to touch them. She's going to bring in the box. She'll text me a picture. She'll make fun of me, but she's not going to touch them. But James will. My oldest boy, you see, last time when I got the 20 bags, you see, James is, he's 15 now, but have you ever seen, what is it, Return of the Jedi? I think it's, which one of the Star Wars movies has, it's Return of the Jedi, where there's the gigantic worm that eats everything out in the middle of the, that's Return of the Jedi. You ever seen that? That's James. You see, it doesn't matter what you do. You cannot fill him up with food. He will clean out. He's the best eater in the world. He will lay waste to his entire plate. We're talking, he'll eat all the chicken. He'll eat his vegetables. He'll eat everything, all the rules, everything. He will clean his entire plate out. He'll go back for seconds of everything. He'll wipe all that out. He'll walk over. I'm not making this up. He'll put his plate in the sink, and he'll walk right into the pantry and start grabbing snacks. I can't afford this anymore. It's unbelievable. We went out to dinner the other night, and you know what costs are at restaurants right now. It's difficult. It's eye-popping, I should say. It's difficult. And we sit down at this place because we wanted some crawfish. It's crawfish season here in Texas, and my wife and I wanted to do some crawfish. And James, he sits down and he says, hey, can I have two shrimp dinners? He wanted these fried shrimp dinners. It's okay, we're not at a steakhouse. I can't spend $50 on him, but if I don't let him get it, then he'll just lay waste to all of it and sit there and starve, right? So you're trying to, you know, he's that kind of person. Well, James discovered how incredible these Doritos were last time. And he doesn't, because he's a monster. He doesn't take a bowl or a couple chips. He'll just walk in and grab the bag and take it out back. He'll take it to his room. And it's just like that big worm in Return of the Jedi. It's gone. It's gone. If he gets to that box of chips before I get to that box of chips, there's going to be a problem, all right? There's going to be a problem, a big-time problem. I'm going to lay it out as clear as day for him. And, you know, I don't know whether or not he's going to be able to tell what's in the box. It's going to depend on how heavy it is.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Pretty heavy. Clearly, Johnson needs to be sacked. But you don't think we need some balance of stability going into the election? Keep up the good work. He said his name is Russ. Okay, so do we bounce Johnson? Do we not bounce Johnson because we're going into the election? I have never been one that felt strongly about it either way. And I don't mean to try to straddle a fence here or be mealy-mouthed about something, but Mike Johnson has been, it's not that he's been useless. He's been devastating for us as Speaker, because he keeps violating the Hastert rule. If you don't know what the Hastert rule is, it is essentially this. If you are Speaker of the House, you don't bring legislation to the floor unless you have a majority of your own party that supports it. Mike Johnson controls what does and doesn't come to the floor as Speaker of the House. So no matter what it is, as Ukraine, I don't give a crap what it is. Unless a majority of Republicans support it, it should never come to the floor. Every single thing he's passed has violated the Hastert rule. The majority of Republicans have been against it. Every Democrat has been for it. And the dirtball GOPers at the top, they've been for it. So he's used Democrat votes and scumbag GOP votes to pass everything. The reason I'm indifferent is this. Mike Johnson sucks. He's awful. He's been a disaster. He's been a disgrace. If you bounced Mike Johnson, though, the next guy is very clearly going to be the same disaster. He's going to be the same disgrace. Oh, but what if a Democrat takes over? Well, what would be different? You're going to get the same thing, except they're going to be in charge of the committees, and that's not good. But you're going to get the same thing. So tell me why I should care. I care about the primary process that changes the GOP itself. The GOPers we have right now are not good enough. Until Norm and Norma get involved in primaries and change those GOPers out, then I really don't care what new loser you bring into the Speaker's office. Oh, McCarthy sucked. Get rid of him. Okay, they got rid of him. Oh, Johnson sucks. Get rid of him. Fine, get rid of him. I really don't care either way. I'm not passionate about it either way because I understand no matter what, there will be nothing good that comes out of this Congress. You don't get good fruit from bad trees. You don't get good fruit from bad trees. This Congress is evil. It is evil. It is rotted to the bone, and it is corrupt beyond belief. They're not capable of giving us a good speaker or a good piece of legislation. Listen to this.
Coates says the pantry serves a variety of people, the elderly, the disabled, and to the surprise of some, middle-class families making between $50,000 and $120,000 a year. Olivia Simmons is one of those visitors, a public school employee who says she always puts her students first, even when she doesn't have money to spare.
A lot of these kids, they know me, because I'm in high school, so they're always like, Miss Simmons, do you have a snack? Do you have something to drink?
At home, she's a mom taking care of her family, including a daughter with autism and a husband who suffers from mental illness.
We're just like barely staying afloat. We're always like a paycheck away from losing it all.
Now compare that with this.
Is $60 billion enough money for Ukraine to push back Russia decisively?
Well, we hope so. It's actually only 0.2% of our gross domestic product. So put in that context, it's not a whole lot of money for us.
Coates says the pantry serves a variety of people, the elderly, the disabled, and to the surprise of some, middle-class families making between $50,000 and $120,000 a year. Olivia Simmons is one of those visitors, a public school employee who says she always puts her students first.
And that's why we think the underlying growth remains steady, solid, strong, just like you heard from Esther George a second ago.
So you're okay with this GDP report?
Yeah, I think this GDP report, especially once you get under the hood, you take out some of those more volatile components. Consumer spending and investment look great. In fact, year over year, GDP is up 3%. That's a great number. And look, since the president got here, the average GDP growth rate has been about 3%. His GDP over his term has been the highest we've seen under a presidential term.
Coates says the pantry serves a variety of people, the elderly, the disabled, and to the surprise of some, middle-class families making between...
My Investing in America agenda has attracted more than $825 billion. $825 billion in private sector investment, not a penny of which existed before I got elected. It ignited a manufacturing boom, a clean energy boom, a semiconductor boom nationwide. And it's clear we have a strong...
These are deeply evil people who don't give a crap about you. They're not capable of doing anything right, anything good. My favorite period of time in my entire adult life when it comes to the House of Representatives is that 3 weeks when we didn't even have a speaker at all. They couldn't meet. They couldn't pass laws. They couldn't fund anything. That was my favorite time by far. And everyone, yeah, it's exactly right, Chris, recently. Oh, it's the best. And everyone on our side was whining, we look so bad. Oh my gosh, we need a new speaker. Why? Why did we need a new speaker? How's that worked out for us since we got one? Good? All right. Now we'll deal with the women's sports. A couple other things that we're checking out of here. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you to email your questions for tomorrow in jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Also, Dome was in the White House today with Kim Kardashian. It occurs to me every 4 years, Kim Kardashian is going to show up at the White House just like she did with Trump and try to spring some rapper she used to date out of prison. It works like a charm every single time. Oh my gosh, and now we had to deal with Dome today with this kind of garbage.
Many of you have heard me say it. I just don't think people should have to go to jail for smoking weed.
I almost forgot that whenever Dome talks about the weed thing, she busts out the black accent. Now, keep in mind, Dome, as AG of California, routinely locked people up for marijuana offenses. She was famous for this. They called her cop, top cop. We're talking like 2,000 people locked away for marijuana. But then she starts running for president, and she has to pretend to be black. And so she pulls this out.
Many of you have heard me say it. I just don't think people should have to go to jail for smoking weed.
Yeah, we've heard you say it, Dome. We got it. Anyway, hundreds of athletes urged the NCAA to allow men to compete against women. This is from Town Hall. This is that Megan Rapinoe chick, all the rest of them. These female athletes, they've really just made it big in America. Realize how gigantic women's sports is in America compared to other parts of the world. And there are reasons behind that. Some good, some bad. One of the good reasons behind that is we love women here in America. Women are not treated like cattle here in America. That's a good thing. You don't want to be that kind of a country. On the bad side, a lot of women's sports is subsidized by men's sports. Like the WNBA only exists because the NBA pays them to exist, that kind of a thing. But if you're a female athlete, look, my wife's actually a great example. This is a woman who had her college paid for to do gymnastics. What would you give for free education, for a free college education? And publicity, travel, swag, life experience. It really is an unbelievable experience to be an athlete, even if it's just a student athlete. Doesn't even have to be at, Alabama and Ohio State. It's a tremendous, wonderful experience. And after these women have gone through it, 400 of them, Olympians, professionals, collegiate athletes, they're all rallying now to make sure that dudes can beat women up in sports. I don't understand a lot about communists. I really don't. But I do understand this. Self-loathing is a very real problem among them. In the end, we talk about how malcontented they are and they hate this and they hate America and they hate that. But in the end, they hate themselves. In the end, they hate themselves. Ask yourself this. When's the last time you met a content, confident communist? Have you ever met one? They don't exist. They hate themselves. It's friggin' awful to watch. It's awful. But, it is what it is. What you gonna do? Also, this doozy out of Arizona, I didn't even have time to get to.
Well, as my colleague...
By the way, this is Arizona's AG.
Well, as my colleague from Massachusetts just mentioned, we absolutely have to get President Biden reelected, because one of my fears is, despite the fact that Republicans said they wanted to send this back to states for states to decide, I think there's a real movement in the sort of extreme elements.
We have to get Biden reelected. That same AG just indicted Rudy Giuliani and a bunch of Trump people in Arizona for election interference. Golly, you can't make this stuff up. All right, let's go.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
headlines we didn't get to.
At least 13 banks may have spied on Americans after January 6th. This is courtesy of the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Truist were already being targeted in the probe. Apparently, it went deeper and it went uglier. Charles Schwab, HSBC, MUFG, PayPal, Santander, Standard Chartered, and Western Union, they've all been asked to turn over documents. This is according to an article from the Daily Mail. Do keep in mind, once you have a gangster capitalist system like we have now, where the major corporations know they have to align themselves with the government, they will do the government's bidding. Biden administration used border wall funds on environmental planning and cleanup, government watchdog says. Environmental planning, another way of saying they took a big pile of your money and instead of building a wall with it, they handed it out to their cousin who started a green energy company. Revealed, Jack Smith urged judge in Mar-a-Lago Doc's case to deny the release of unredacted discovery materials to Trump's team. By the way, the unredacted discovery materials showed something that doesn't surprise you at all. Surprise, surprise, the Biden White House has been working hand in hand with all these prosecutors trying to send his political opponent to prison before the election, in case you thought you still lived in a free country. Biden signals tax hike if reelected as Americans struggle from his inflation crisis. Yes, remember, on top of trying to print our way out of the debt disaster that's coming, they will attempt to tax their way out of it. And this has put the potential to really spill over humankind, all of human history, not just Americans. There is always a point where you can't tax them anymore or you're going to have a problem. As the debt crisis gets here, I could see them pushing until there's a problem. Governor Kemp declares war on squatters. Georgia to introduce stricter penalties and faster eviction. Just another reminder, the red states and blue states are not just different. They're racing in opposite directions, and you need to get on the right side of that line before the music stops. Biden administration wants to force companies to hire criminals in the name of equity. Yes, of course, that's how all his former employees could get a job. Dr. Fauci to testify publicly for the first time since retirement. It is wild to think that that guy is not sitting in federal prison, and there's not even a threat of that right now. All right. Email me your questions for tomorrow. We will show up. We will have fun. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.